Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, yeah. The Joe Biden's running for the Senate. I'm running for president.
Lindsey Graham having a little bit of fun with the Biden gaffes yesterday. I guess because I speak for a living, I can appreciate the fact that people make misstatements sometimes.
Yes.
Particularly if you're speaking off the cuff, you may use a word that you didn't intend to use, but because your mind is already two or three sentences ahead of what's coming out of your mouth, you just don't realize it unless somebody else in the room points it out. You meant this instead of that. It happens.
Yes.
For Joe Biden, it's a daily occurrence. That's got to be disconcerting if you're a Democrat and you were kind of hoping this guy was the savior. Now we know why Barack Obama kind of discouraged Joe from running. I really do think that maybe it was a little too, it's just a bridge too far. Besides the comments on the guns, listen to what Joe said yesterday. Now, he had corrected this by debate time last night. But listen to cut number 34 and listen closely to the name of the Chinese leader he claims to have been associated with.
One of the things I'm proudest of is getting passed, getting moved, getting control of the Paris Climate Accord. I'm the guy that came back after meeting with Deng Xiaoping and making the case that I believe China would join if we put pressure on them. We got almost 200 nations to join.
Only problem with that, and they did pass the Paris Climate Accord, is that Deng Xiaoping has been dead for 23 years. I don't know if Joe's reaching back into his memory for a Chinese leader that he remembered. Xi Jinping is the current Chinese leader. So he got that wrong, and by last night he had corrected it. He was referring to the Chinese leader as Xi. Somebody pointed that out to him, but when he was up on the stage riffing, he just didn't care that he got the guy's name wrong because his assumption was nobody in the room would remember anyway, right? And then he goes on to make this one, cut 35.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
Oh, boy.
Where I came from, if you wanted something, you had to ask for it. That's why they call me Scranton Joe. My name's Joe Biden, and I'm a candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I need your vote. And then went right on, never corrected himself, never dawned on him he'd said the wrong time. Didn't even know he's running for president. It's kind of sad. It really is. America's watching.
It's not even just a daily occurrence. It's multiple times a daily occurrence.
Every time he speaks.
Yeah.
Nobody's supporting this guy anymore.
Somebody in South Carolina, is he still leading in the polls down? It'll be interesting to see what happens.
He's going to win.
Yep.
I know.
Mr. Biden, will you continue if you do not win South Carolina? You have said that South Carolina will determine the outcome of this presidential race. If you don't win South Carolina, will you continue in the race?
I will win South Carolina.
and I'm not going to talk about what happens if I don't. He wouldn't answer the question. He did not answer the question. Listen to this. I printed this off from Politico because I thought it was interesting. Politico went out and they asked 15 different experts across the country, activists, Democrats, Republicans, what they thought of the debate last night. Alan Schrader, professor of journalism, Northeastern, lots of intensity, very little information. They talked about Bloomberg, and they said the interesting thing for Bloomberg was that voters who were watching the debate couldn't help but to notice that the Bloomberg on the stage didn't hold a candle to the Bloomberg that kept popping up in the commercial breaks. The two mics might as well have been different people. Editor of the National Interest, the most animated performance came from the two old codgers. Jennifer Lawless, professor of politics at the University of Virginia. Stop debating, please. Larry Sabato, I know you've heard of him, from the University of Virginia. Bloomberg improved his performance from god-awful last week to merely awful this week. The loser Tuesday was everybody on the stage. That's Larry Sabato. He's no friend of conservatives. Michelle Bernard, political analyst for the Bernard Center of Women, Politics, and Public Policy. It was exhausting. What a mess was her comment. And it just went on and on and on from all of these experts who watched it. Sanders looked rattled. Sanders stumbled. Biden and Buttigieg did okay. Warren released her anger. I'm just kind of brushing through this as I go along. That's 2 hours of our lives we'll never get back. That was from Amanda Littman. Pretty much sums up what you watched last night on the stage. Maybe they should just quit debating. At this point, everybody kind of knows where they stand on things. And a lot of that might have been the last debate for several of them, because if they don't fare well on Saturday, the fat lady is warming up, as my friend Chris Arps likes to say.
Get more at 971talk.com.